following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is the 20th day of April, 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can get involved in the show. You can share your thoughts with us. You can tweet. You can text us. You can call us. You can do all of those things. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send it to the number 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line is 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We are on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Individually, we're on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the Studio, and I am at ASC Bellino. You can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan, Ryan, good morning to both of you. Happy Tuesday to both of you. How are we this morning?
A little nervous about this snow coming tonight. We don't know what there's mixed reports now. I don't know. We're getting mixed reports from local weathermen.
Oh, of course. Of course there's mixed reports. Everybody's got mixed reports.
And then we have, there's a Tigers game today, and there's supposed to be a Tigers game tomorrow with allegedly 2 to 3 inches of snow in between, so we'll see if they both get played.
Well, that's highly unfortunate. For once the weather breaks, you hit that first day. We had a day in what, the 80s?
Like, we're 3 weeks into baseball. There's not supposed to be snow now.
Yeah, just call it quits. Like, come on. What exactly are we doing here? What are we doing here? Like, just be done. Snow, just be done. We don't need you to come back. We don't need anything. We had a little bit on opening day, and it was fun. Made for some great photos. Outside of that, like, let's just be done with it. What are we worried about? All right, so you're nervous about the snow and how that could potentially affect the work schedule, which totally makes sense, by the way, because that is just preposterous. Ryan, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. How are you? You doing all right?
Doing good. Just been following this league drama. And by this league, I mean the Super League.
Crazy, right? It's crazy. What they're basically saying is that Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Texas, Oklahoma, USC, and whomever else you'd want to put into the Super League, they're like, you know what? We don't need the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the Pac-12. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play our own Super League. That's what this is. That is the closest thing that we can have to a comparison to what's taking place in Europe right now. Fans distraught. Ex-players, managers, leagues, everyone is furious at this idea. And that's what's taking place. European soccer is much like their love for European soccer, their tradition, their history, is very much, I'd say, equivalent to America's love, tradition, and history that is attached and tied to college football. And that's what we're seeing. We're going to get into this conversation a little bit of who we'd put in our Super Leagues, but it's wild, man.
It's just fun to watch because now all of a sudden FIFA looks like a moral high ground for the first time in their life. And that's even funnier to me than the Super League formation. So I love the drama, so I want to see how this pans out if this does actually happen.
Well, I think that the idea that they would suspend or remove players who participate on these teams in the Super League, remove them from international competition, I think that that's when UEFA and FIFA came out, because FIFA is the parent company of UEFA, if you will. FIFA is the global organization of international football, aka soccer. UEFA is the European branch of that. And when they said that, hey, if you're on one of these teams, you're not going to be considered for World Cup qualifying and World Cup play, like that's to win the World Cup, I mean, you could win as like 13 Super Leagues. Doesn't matter. Like, the World Cup is where it's at. Like, that is the ultimate prize in global soccer. It's a global game. That's the biggest one.
The Super League will just counter back with money. And so, like, that's where...
Do you need it, though? Like,
look, no, I know, but it's tempting. I'm just saying that's where I think it'll have to play out a little longer to see where this goes. But
so. And that's also just, I mean, that's kind of a... Don't you feel like that's maybe just a threat to see if anybody will back out? Because you think they don't want the best players playing? They do.
And UEFA's already come out and they've expanded the Champions League, I believe.
Yeah, they did. They did increase the number of teams there. The Champions League is where they take the top teams in each one of Europe's leagues. So the English Premier League, La Liga in Spain, Ligue 1 in France, the Bundesliga in Germany. Right, it's really a Serie A in Italy. It's very well constructed, and they take the top teams. They have a tournament for the best club team on the continent. It's what they play for.
Right, and they have 32 teams. They've expanded it to 36. I believe they even increased match play from, was it 6 games to 10?
So. Yeah, they're round robin pool play to get into the. Because they break it up into brackets, just like the World Cup. You play round robin, and then the top two would advance into the round of 16, and then you'd play a home and home. It's a really awesome setup. Like, they do things really well over there.
I think I need to get into some soccer now. Sorry, football.
Football. It's fun, man. It's Champions League is fun. If you have a team that's good, an English Premier League team that's good that you follow, they make it exciting on a Saturday or Sunday morning. You know, at times like this where, you know, we're kind of like in the beginning of baseball season and there's really nothing going on at 11 a.m. so you can follow that, and then they have Champions League games in the middle of the week, and it's like, man, it's chaos. I mean, if you like the sport, you know, some people don't like the sport because, you know, they flop a lot.
I mean, that's watch NBA basketball, so I'm used to flopping.
Oh stop.
Yeah,
it never used to be like that. These kids,
this is what it's like now. So
these kids, we got a ton of headline news. I'm telling you, I got news for that. We could fill a whole sports section right now. We're going to try and do it as quickly as we can in 90 seconds or less right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Alex Smith, the reigning NFL Comeback Player of the Year, announced his retirement from professional football, the other football, our football, via his Instagram page. A warrant has been issued for the Seattle Seahawks defensive end Alden Smith on a battery charge in Louisiana, second-degree battery, because he allegedly choked somebody out to the point that they were unconscious. How many chances does one guy get? Good question. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said that he is ahead of schedule in recovery from toe surgery. That's a good idea. Turf toe is the most underrated, most painful, sneaky injury I think you could have. Could sideline anybody. Cincinnati Bengals unveiled their new jerseys for the first time since 2004. Whatever. Different shade of orange. Nothing too special. Vanessa Bryant and the Kobe Bryant estate elect not to renew their partnership with Nike. I thought that this was kind of crazy. But the post-retirement endorsement extension with Nike having expired this month, Vanessa Bryant and Kobe Bryant's estate elected not to renew their partnership. I don't understand what that was. Kobe's contract expired on 4/13/21. Kobe and Nike have some of the most beautiful basketball shoes of all time, worn and adorned by fans and athletes in all sports across the globe. It seems fitting that more NBA players wear my husband's product than any other signature shoe. I don't know why they wouldn't continue on with the relationship. Sterling Brown of the Houston Rockets suffered a facial laceration in an assault. He was hit in the face with a bottle outside of a club in Miami on Sunday night. That's not good. LaMelo Ball could return to the Hornets lineup in 7 to 10 days and can pick up on his rookie campaign. And the Dallas Mavericks have fired Tony Ronzone following a July sexual assault allegation. More headlines to come. Coming up in hour number two, we'll step aside. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elking, Anthony Bellito, all with you here on this Tuesday, 20th day of April 2021. I did just see the weather report, Dan. Not looking good. Looking like a Southeast Michigan. Going to get a little snow, according to the weather services. So, I have my Ferris State t-shirt on, by the way, too. My Bulldogs, Ferris State Bulldogs t-shirt. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audiences as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. We'll talk to John Wagner on the Tigers coming up at 6:35 this morning. Kyle Barlow will join us on a lot of questions surrounding college athletics because Americans are over there trying to ruin European soccer. We can't even figure out NCAA athletics at this point. We'll talk to him at 7:35. We've got some Detroit Pistons basketball, the Super League, Red Wings hockey, all that and more coming up. But, I mean, how about let's talk first about the Detroit Pistons last night taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers and coming out of the gates, just storming Norman out of the gates. The minute that ball was tipped off and Sadiq Bey was absolutely fabulous. Great start to the game. Started 6 of 6. Missed his next 5 from 3. But started 6 of 6 from 3. He was absolutely on fire. Every one of the starters scored in double figures, whether it was Tyler Cook or Sadiq Bey. Isaiah Stewart went for 18 and 16 with 3 steals and 3 blocks. He was impressive. Killian Hayes, the most minutes he has played all season. He finished with 12 points, 9 assists. A steal, did have 5 turnovers, but was 5 of 6 from the floor. Josh Jackson had 16, 5 and 4. Tyler Cook went 6 of 11 from the field. He had 12 and 3. And then off the bench, Frank Jackson shot 50% from the field, 7 of 14, for 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. It was a block party going on in Detroit. Isaiah Stewart had a big one on Jarrett Allen there in the second quarter, I believe.
Oh, that was filthy.
That led to a Sadiq Bey 3 on the other side. Like, it was awesome. Everybody who checked into the game, Saben Lee, almost threw down a nasty dunk. He finished with 2 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. If he'd have put that dunk down, I might have fallen out of my chair.
Can we talk about Killian for a second?
We can talk whomever you'd like. This is Detroit basketball radio show right now. So you, whatever you want to talk about.
I like Killian. I do. Yeah. Every pass does not need to be trying to make a SportsCenter top 10 play. You can make a regular bounce pass once in a while.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a topic of conversation for him. Like,
all right, old man Dan. I'm just saying. I just want some excitement during the game.
We don't need underhand slings. You know, and we're 3 minutes into the second quarter here. It's game 70. You guys have won 13 games. Like, relax.
Yeah, 5 turnovers is not. That's not a great number, but Killian Hayes is kind of fun. He's kind of fun. And the Pistons beat the Cavaliers. Near the end of the game, when the Cavs hit, we're getting close to taking the lead, I rationalized with myself that this is the perfect way to do it right here. You came out of the gates. You had a great start from the opening jump. This is awesome, right? And then to have the game, you know, to almost lose the lead there at the end of the game would have been a perfect way to lose that game. Right, but it's like, do you want to lose that game because of the development of the youngsters? Do you want to win that game? Does it hurt your draft stock? Should the Pistons be rewarded by the basketball gods and the ping pong balls for playing the way that they are playing and having success doing so? I think that's a legitimate question. I think that is a legitimate question because the way that this team is doing it, This is the kind of team that should be rewarded with a high pick. Let me just talk us all into that too while we're here. For me, I look at this team, I was like, this is the way that you, not necessarily tank, but this is the way it's supposed to be. Like, if you have young players, you play the youth, you don't openly lose, try to lose every game. You know Dwayne Casey doesn't want to do that. So I'm actually a huge fan of the way that this is going right now, even though they won the game last night, and it probably long-term hurts them a little bit overall based upon, you know, what's going to be necessary to get the number one overall pick. But the ball should bounce in the Pistons' favor because we're that close. We are that close. By the way, Sadiq Bey has moved up to number 4 on the NBA.com rookie ladder. He trails Jay Sean Tate of the Houston Rockets, Tyrese Halliburton of the Sacramento Kings, and Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They had removed LaMelo Ball from the rookie ladder. The rookie ladder is just it's rookie watch, basically, for your top 5 rookies for rookie of the year. And Anthony Edwards on the season is averaging 18 points, about 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. That's going to be pretty tough to beat. Tyrese is averaging 13, 3, and 5. That's pretty solid. Jay Sean Tate, 11, 5, and 2. Sadiq Bey, 11, 4, and 1. And then Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies, who will be removed once LaMelo Ball can make his return. So you have Sadiq Bey is making some noise. There are, you know, different NBA accounts that I follow, Hoop Central, stuff like that, that are taking notice of what Bad Boys 3 has brewing with Isaiah Stewart and company. And it is I think it's very exciting. I know it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I know that team is 20-37. But when Sadiq Bey comes out and makes his first 6 three-pointers and sets the NBA rookie record for most games with 6 or more three-pointers with 5, I think that everyone, you know, if you haven't been paying attention so far, you need to start paying attention because they have a special player. Now, what Steph Curry is doing for Golden State is otherworldly. He is shooting the 3 at an unprecedented level right now, and the percentage is through the roof. But for a young guy like Sadiq Bey coming out of Villanova, Pistons fans not really sure exactly what they were going to get out of him. Isaiah Stewart, the young guy, played a little Pac-12 basketball.
Doesn't Isaiah Stewart kind of, I'm just thinking, he's a very, he reminds me of young Draymond, the hustle Draymond. Draymond, I'm just saying, makes a lot of great defensive plays, blocks.
I mean, you might undersized. As well call Ben Wallace.
Yeah,
but he's got better offensive game than both of them. he's a way better offensive player than Draymond Green. They leave Draymond Green wide open from three because they know he can't shoot it. So just leave him open. Just guard the paint. All he can do is pass. You let him shoot that. Play the numbers. You can't let Stewie shoot.
You can't. Yeah, he can shoot the ball, but it's not like he's got great post moves or anything. If he's scoring in the paint, it's off of rebounds.
The grinder down low.
I'm just saying he's more. I think he's more young Draymond than young Ben or Ben in his prime.
I don't know. Draymond.
I'm just saying, Anthony.
As much as I want to say Draymond's a better passer, like you pass the ball and those guys knock down shots, and it's like,
You just pass to wide open players, so. Yeah,
they don't even have to be open. They can be triple teamed. Have you seen the way Steph Curry shot the ball? It does nothing but prove my point even further. Like, the guy is an alien when it comes to shooting the basketball. Here, you take it. Knock it down.
Yeah, we'll see.
So it's even more impressive when he passes to a double team Steph Curry for
triple team Steph Curry.
Yeah, so even more impressive.
Way
passing.
More impressive. He's so good. I can't believe they ever took last place with him leading the team. Steph Curry
can't believe
had,
they won championships.
Yeah, with the two greatest shooters of all time. Can't believe it. My Lord, Steph just had another 10 three-pointer game. That is 21 for his career. 21 games of 10 made threes or more. Klay Thompson has the second most ever. He's got 5 of them. Steph Curry has 21 of them. No one else has more than 3 games of 10 made threes in NBA history. Steph has 4 in the last 7 days. We'll step aside, talk a little Tigers baseball. John Wagner next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.